Consider that thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. The day will come when you shall die, and rot in a grave. The same fate awaits all, high and low, the prince and the peasant. As soon as the soul shall have left the body, with the last gasp it will go into eternity, and the body will return to dust. Picture to yourself a man who has recently expired. Behold that corpse lying on the bed, the head fallen on the chest, the hair disordered and bathed in the sweat of death, the eyes sunken, the cheeks hollow, the tongue and the lips the color of lead, the body grows cold and heavy. The beholders grow pale and tremble. How many at the sight of a deceased parent or friend have changed their life and left the world? But still more horrible is it when the body begins to decay. 24 hours have not elapsed since the death of that youth, and an offensive odor is already perceptible. The windows must be opened, and incense must be burnt, and haste must be made to transfer the body to the church and to bury it, that the whole house may not be infected. And if that body has belonged to one of the great or rich ones of the earth, it will only send forth a more intolerable stench. Behold to what that proud man has become, the favorite, the desired one of society, now become the horror and the abomination of all who behold him. His relations hasten to remove him from the house, and people are hired to bear him away, that enclosed in a coffin they may cast him into a grave. Formerly he was renowned for his talents, his elegance, his graceful manners, and his wit, but no sooner is he dead than he is forgotten. On hearing the news of his death, some say he was an honor to his family, others he has provided well for his family. Others grieve because the departed had done them some service. Some rejoice because his death brings some advantage to them. However, in a short time, no one will name him any more. In the visits of condolence, other things are talked of, and if anyone should chance to allude to the departed, the relations exclaim, "For mercy's sake, never name his name to me." Consider that as you have done at the death of your friends and relations, so will others do by you. At first, relations are afflicted for some days, but they quickly console themselves with that share of property which falls to them, so that in a short time they will rejoice at your death, and in that very room where you have breathed forth your soul and been judged by Jesus Christ, they will dance, eat, play, and laugh as before, and your soul, where will it be then? But that you may see more clearly what you are, O Christian soul, go to a sepulchre. Contemplate dust, ashes, worms, and sigh. Behold how that corpse first becomes yellow, and then black. Afterwards the whole body is covered with a white and disgusting mold. Then there issues forth a slime which flows to the earth. In that corruption a multitude of worms is generated, which feed on the flesh. The rats feast on the body, some on the outside, others enter into the mouth and bowels. The cheeks, the lips, the hair fall to pieces. The ribs are first laid bare, then the arms and legs. The worms, after having consumed all the flesh, devour each other, and at last nothing remains of that body but a skeleton, which in time crumbles in pieces, the bones separate, and the head falls from the trunk. See then what a man is? A little dust on the barn floor, which is carried away by the wind.